Page 94, Exercise 2.
You will hear 5 short extracts in which different people are talking about their listening skills. Look at task 1. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H how each speaker reacts while listening. Now look at task 2. For questions 6 to 10, choose from the list A to H what strategy each speaker adopts to process what they are hearing. Speaker 1.
I consider myself a bit of an extrovert, so listening isn't exactly my strong point. I tend not to look at people when I'm listening to them. I hate to admit it, but I sometimes imagine I'm asleep when I'm in a lecture. It helps me to take in what's being said and get to the bottom line as soon as possible. I still end up taking masses of notes, though. That way, it doesn't look as if I'm bored to tears and not paying attention. But if someone's rambling on in a less formal kind of setting, I have this habit of sort of interrupting them and saying, "And your point is?" Which can cause a few problems.
Speaker 2.
I've realised that I need to have some sort of pictorial backup to what people are saying. I need masses of detail to be able to stay focused on what's being said. For me, listening's a very interactive process, so if I have no real contact with the person I'm talking to, I'm afraid I just tend to switch off. And if someone looks away when I'm speaking to them, I just stop talking altogether. What I've found does help me to concentrate is trying to doodle or draw what people are saying to me. It's like creating a sort of picture in my mind. Sounds a bit crazy, doesn't it? But it certainly seems to work for me.
Speaker 3.
People are always telling me I'm a sensitive sort of person, and that really does have an effect on how I react to what people are saying to me. If somebody says something sarcastic, I probably won't even remember what it was they said, but I'll definitely remember how I felt when they said it. Sometimes I have to ask people to repeat what they say because they speak to me in a loud voice, and I can't help it, but end up feeling a bit vulnerable and I lose my train of thought. I can only really concentrate when I don't feel threatened, so I have to make sure I know what point the person I'm listening to is trying to make. It's irritating, but there it is.
Speaker 4.
I try to make use of all my senses when I'm listening to someone. In that way, I pick up much more rapidly what someone is trying to communicate to me. But I do have a tendency to cut in and finish people's sentences because I know, or I think I know, what they're going to say. It's extremely frustrating for me to have to wait for a suitable point in the conversation to be able to voice my own opinion. I know I react more positively when people give me a brief idea of what they're going to say, and then let me give some sort of immediate response. After that, I feel that I can give them my undivided attention.
Speaker 5.
I must confess that I'm pretty useless as a listener. I've never been able to take in the information people give in lectures, for example. My mind starts to wander and I find that after listening to the news on the radio, I can't remember a thing about it. I know that I can only really give things my full attention when what someone is saying has a direct impact on me. I need to feel that it's worth listening because I'm hearing information which may be of some significance to me. I suppose for that reason, I've developed a way of trying to link things directly to my own life and circumstances. It's a kind of what's in it for me approach.